You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you know, last week I did a video about the AI actress that is ready to take Hollywood by storm, Tilly Norwood. And I said it was only going to be a matter of time before the haters showed up. And here we are, gentlemen. Let's go ahead and quickly revisit Tilly because, yes, the haters have arrived. Now, this article was published on the 6th of October. Tilly, the AI actress, is fake, but her potential to harm women is real. Now, let's go ahead and break down this woman speak of harming women, i.e. taking away their most coveted resource, attention. That's right. See, first, you have the old meatbags versus the young meatbags. They're both vying for attention. However, now you have AI versus all the meatbags. And yeah, AI is going to win in that battle. Why? Because the meatbags, yeah, they have this little thing called biology. And guess what? They're going to age out. There's a new Hollywood newcomer who already has a long list of haters. Tilly Norwood, the AI-generated actress. And speaking of actors, let's go back to a comedian, Cat Williams, and what he said in one of his stand-up bits. You want to get to a level in life to where you have haters. That lets you know you've become successful. Dutch comedian Helene van der Velden, head of the AI production studio Particle 6, which developed Tilly, says she wants the AI character to become the next Scarlett Johansson. Well, my question would be, why would you want her to become the next Scarlett Johansson? Let her be Tilly Norwood and stand her on her own feet. Or her own AI feet, I should add. But not if the rest of Hollywood has its way. After van der Velden announced what she calls the world's first artificial intelligence talent studio at a film festival, and said Tilly had talent agents hoping to sign her, this news of potential representation sparked widespread Hollywood backlash. Why? Oh, that's right. That pesky little thing that women, especially American women, fear the most. Competition. See, for the longest time, the American woman has been propped up to be the bee's knees to the rest of the world. However, now they're being dethroned of that position. And I find it glorious because now they actually have to bring value. Yeah, not just a pretty face, not just a rocking body. They have to bring value. Multiple actresses' unions have released statements condemning Tilly. Actresses have also accused Tilly's makers of stealing real people's images to make the AI-generated character. Now, that is definitely some serious, hateful commentary right there. Oh, she stole people's images. Yeah, no. No. Hell, all you got to do is go into any AI generator, type in exactly what you want, and boom, let the AI generate the character. As you can see that I've done in this spread. So no, there is no, oh, she's taking my imagery. Nah. Uh-uh. If anything, that right there is a backdoor attempt to try to hitch your wagon to her. And what about the hundreds of living young women whose faces were composited together to make her? Actress Mara Wilson pointed out on social media. One Nashville-based musician even claims Tilly is her doppelganger. Yeah, you know, that is some serious hate right there. Oh, she's my twin. No, she's not. Uh-uh. Nope. The company behind Tilly denies that the character was created with stolen images. Tilly was developed entirely from scratch using original creative design, Particle 6 said in a statement to HuffPost. We do not and will not use any person or performer's likeness without explicit consent and fair compensation. There you go. See, these people are trying to, or these haters, I should say, are trying to find a way to make a come up off of AI. That is absolutely sick and disgusting. After outcry, Van der Velden said Tilly was not a replacement for a human being, but a creative work, a piece of art in a social media statement. But no matter how original or creative you believe Tilly to be, she is definitely drawing from tired old tropes about women and raising unsettling implications for real working women, AI experts caution. So who are these AI experts? See, that's something that always never ceases to amaze me. People love to throw the word expert out, but they don't want to put a name out there. Here's what you need to know. And this is where the hate really shines through. Tilly reinforces more of the old, same, tired beauty standards for women. For one, Tilly replicates a narrow idea of what generative AI thinks a woman should look like. In a Washington Post investigation of the three leading AI image tools, the Post finds that generative AI thinks women, beautiful women, should be thin, young, and white. Oh, talk about scraping the bottom of the barrel for that one, which is exactly how Tilly looks. All right, let me go ahead and interject this in real quick. If Van der Velden actually created Tilly after her likeness, people would really lose their mind. Why? Because Tilly would be a young, blonde-haired, blue-eyed white woman. And we all know the world would lose their shit. Why? Because the blonde-haired, blue-eyed woman has been propped up as the standard of beauty. That's just the way it is. However, she was made to be brunette, brown eye, kind of look like, you know, typical girl next door. But once again, that's not good enough because, oh my God, she's taking away our coveted resource, which is attention. Particle 6 did not answer HuffPost's questions about Tilly's appearance. Sophia Noble, a professor at the University of California, Los Angeles, and the author of the book Algorithms of Oppression, said Tilly is a continuation of the kind of distortions that social media photo filters cause people. Tilly's obedience might be her most unsettling part about her. Oh, they really going for the gusto with this one. Above all, Tilly reveals a lot about how corporations value women's work. Alexandra Batishu, a researcher with Data and Society's Labor Futures Programs, said what she found most interesting and unsettling about Tilly's existence came from a line in a Particle 6 video where she appears in her first role. In an AI-generated comedy sketch from Particle 6, Tilly gets cast to be in a TV show. A man then states, "She'll do anything I say, I'm in love already." Wow, here we go with the oppression Olympics yet again. Oh my God, AI needs rights. You see, ladies, you see, Western women, it is shit like this that has made you completely and totally insufferable to American men. It has. But yet you still believe that you should not have to compete for anything in life. For far too long, this society has been far too easy with you and pandering to you and catering to you. However, hey, time does not stop for anybody. The future is here. And guess what? You're gonna have to either compete or get out the way. Plain and simple. This AI revolution is not going to stop because of a few pissed off meatbag women. Nope. Nope. No. Mm-mm. The line suggests this vision of feminine, docile, cute young actresses who won't talk back or complain about working conditions or anything, Batishu said. Yeah. Once again, just more hateful rhetoric. That's why Noble suggests calling Tilly art, and instead of categorizing Tilly as the latest example of low quality, spam-like AI slop. Well. Ladies, Western women, hey, you got your work cut out for you now. You are being replaced damn near in every facet of life. You are. But yet, you continue to double, triple, and quadruple down on the behavior that has made you insufferable in the first place. So yeah, hey, let the AI come in. Let it. You don't want to change. You don't have to change. But guess what? The world is not going to stop no longer. Mm-mm. Before, when there was no adequate competition for you, the world would stop. Oh my God, this woman's got a hangnail. Stop the world. Now it's like, okay, she's got an amputated leg. Oh well. We're going to keep on trucking. And yeah, more and more men, believe you me, are embracing AI. They're not going to talk about it, but they are. Because ladies, what a man does in his own home is his own business. So yeah, more and more women are definitely becoming more and more lonely. Speaking of lonely, to close this video out. Yeah, that male loneliness epidemic. Yeah, we all know that that was nothing more than propaganda that was generated to help lonely women feel better about themselves. Because social media, once again, is the best thing to happen to men. You can truly see a woman's nature. And there are more women complaining about being lonely than there are men complaining about being lonely. Hell, you have more men saying, "I'm happy to be alone because I get to save more money. It's cheaper being single. Mm-hmm. You see, ladies, men adapted to the new environment. You won't, so you're going to end up being left behind. Hey, it is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. Hey, as a matter of fact, let me know about the imagery, the spread that I put out for this video. You like it? You guys want to see more of it? Let me know. But yeah, to all you women out there who believe that men are not going to drift towards AI, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. All the power you thought you had in society, that is steadily going out. Feminism and believing that men were going to continue to be under your thumb just to get some validation from you, that's going out right along with it, because more and more men are embracing the future. And hey, some of you women, you're going to be left behind. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.